Today's daf is Tainis Daf Lamed Aleph. We are 13 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, the two dots, Shebahen Bnois Yerushalayim V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refu Shalem of Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, of Vadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Semecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaim Mara Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Olio Zeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Chana Rifka Bas Freida, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Yaakov Aaron Tzvi Ben Yuta, Gittel Bas Chaya, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Nosen Yosef Ben Yehudis, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sara Shengzel bas Yittel, Elio ben Silla, Hena Perel bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned to Eloi Nishmas, Mordechai Tzvi ben Yosef, Doiv Berel ben Reb Yaakov David, and Chaim Doiv ben Shloima HaKoyen. So we're at the very, very last Gemara of Mesechtes Tainis, and it's discussing the Mishnah that mentioned that lo yhayu yomim toivim li Yisrael ke yoyim haKippurim ukechamisha aser ba'av. What happened on those days? Shebehem benoyis Yerushalayim yoytzeis bekli lavin. It was on those days that the benoyis Yerushalayim, they would go outside into the fields and they would wear white clothing, but the white clothing was shu'ulim. It was borrowed. And the reason they would borrow the clothing was shaloy levayish es misha ein lahem, because not everybody can afford to have their own clothing. So like this, everybody borrowed, so the one that really needs to borrow won't be embarrassed. And then the Mishnah says that kol akelim tunin tefilo, all these clothing needed to be toiveled. The reason is because we're concerned that maybe a woman that wore it previously was a nida. As a result, she made a tamei tumas nida. Ubenayis Yerushalayim yoytzeis. And then the benayis Yerushalayim would go outside. V'chayleis bekramim. They would make a circle in the vineyard. Umaha yu'aymeris. What would they say? Bachur. They would reach out and call out to the bachrim. They would say, Sonno einecha. Look. Ure'ei ma'ata bayir lecha. Al titein einecha benoy. Don't focus on beauty. Tein einecha b'mishpacha. Rather, focus on yichus. Sheker achein v'hevel ha'yoyfi. Isha yiras Hashem hi tesalol. V'oymer tnula mi pri yodeo. V'yahalalu basharim ma'asel. So this is the short version of this story that's mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to expound on it, albeit a little bit. Says the Gemara, so the first thing is, the Mishnah said that all these girls, the white clothing that they wore, they used to borrow. Tanu Rabbanim, Bas Melech She'eles mi Bas Kohen Gadol, the daughter of the king, even though she clearly had clay love on, but even she would borrow clothing. Now, who would she borrow it from? She would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, Bas Kohen Gadol. She, too, presumably had what she needed. She would borrow. And who would she borrow it from? Mibaskan, from the daughter of the Skan Kohen Gadol. Ubaskan, the daughter of the Skan Kohen Gadol, would borrow Mibas Mashoach Mechama, from the daughter of the Kohen that was the Mashoach Mechama. He's the Kohen whose job it was to lead the Yidden into war. Ubas Mashoach Mechama, the daughter of the Mashoach Mechama, Mibas Kohen Hedit, would borrow from a Kohen, but at this point, a regular Kohen headed, V'chol Yisrael, Shoyel, and Zemizeh, and all of the Yidden would really borrow one from the other, Shaloy Levayesh, as Misha Einloy, so that not to borrow, not to embarrass somebody that really can't afford it. There's one interesting halacha that's actually tucked away in this Gemara, and that is, it sounds like from the Gemara, that in terms of pecking order, the Skan Kohen Gadol is on a higher rank than is the Mashoach Mechama, because that's the spirit of the Braisa. The Bas Melech borrows from someone that's a little bit less than her, from the Bas Kohen Gadol. The Bas Kohen Gadol borrows from someone that's a little bit less than her. That's the daughter of the Skan. The daughter of the Skan from someone less than her, that's the daughter of the Mashoach Mechama. The Mashoach Mechama, someone less than her, and that's the daughter of a Kohen Hedit, and then all the other Yisraelim, one can borrow from the other. At that point, it doesn't really matter. But the point is, it certainly sounds like, as far as order goes, that the Skan Kohen Gadol came before the Mashoach Mechama. If you look at the Rambam in the end of Perek Dalet, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, so the Rambam discusses 8 Mailois in Kohuna. Rambam's talking about the Kohanim, and he says not all Kohanim were created equally. We know there's a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot, but there's really different Madrigas and different Mailois when it comes to Kohuna. And the Rambam says at the end, Nimtso HaKohanim Tomid Shmoina Maila Zula Maila Mizu. There's 8 Maila Zula Maila Mizu. And the Rambam goes through it. So he starts that, of course, the Kohen Gadol comes first, And then says the Rambam, "Umeshuach Melchama Kaidem Laskan." After the Kohen Gadol came the Meshuach Melchama, and the Meshuach Melchama came before the Skan. Skan Kaidem LeKasikul. Kasikul came before the Amarkel. Amarkel came before the Gizbar. Gizbar came before the Reish Hamishba. The Reish Hamishba came before the Reish Beisav, etc., etc. But it's clear in the Rambam that when the Rambam goes through the Seder, first it's the Meshuach Melchama, and then it's the Skan, which is really the opposite of the way we have it in our Gemara. Now the Makar to the Rambam is a Gemara in the end of Masechet is Hayrius. Daf Yod Gimel, which would really mean that the two Gemaras don't stem with each other. Ayin Bachrayinim, it's just an interesting idea and observation that's tucked away in this Gemara. The Mishnah said, Kol HaKelim Tu'un and Tefillah. All the Kelim, all these clothing needed to be toivel because of a potential of Tumas Nita. Rabbi Laza said, Afilo Mikupolim Munachim Mekufso. Even the clothing that were folded and they're sitting in a closet, they're in a drawer. I mean, it doesn't look like somebody wore it recently, but it doesn't matter. Even those Kelim would need Tefillah. B'nois Yisrael Yoitzais V'chaylois Bikramim. And then the B'nois Yisrael would go out. And they would go out, the choylis bekramim. They would be dancing in a circle. Tana, Price says, Misha in lo isha nifna l'sham. So who would come? Meaning everybody came? No, of course not. Someone that didn't have a wife, someone that wasn't married, nifna l'sham, that's the person that would come there. I saw Reb Ruvi Margolis in his Netzoy Tzayar, so he says that it's interesting that the Gemara says, Misha ein loy isha nifna l'sham. Only someone that wasn't married was nifna l'sham. The truth is, back in the day, the time of the Brises, there was no Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. If there was no Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, so really, a person was able to marry more than one wife. So if you can marry more than one wife, then Lachuri, even someone that was married, could be Nifna L'sham. Because at the end of the day, in theory, he can get married to another wife. So Reuven Margolis says, and I think this is a raya to my thesis, something we've spoken about in the past, that even though it's true that pre-Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, at that point there was no Isser, there was no Cherem, this wasn't something that was enforced, but he says as far as the Metzias goes, the reality is that that's not what people did. And nobody ever married two wives, very, very, very few exceptions. We went through this once, it's fascinating, all his Makaris, all his Rayas, something that will come into play when we learn Masechtas Yevamos, right? The whole Yevamos is predicated on no Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. If there's Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, the first mission of Yevamos is not applicable. There's no Tzaras Erev, there's no Tzaras Saita, there's no Tzaras Islandus, right? You don't have all these different halachas. But the bottom line is that that's what Reb Ruvin Margolis says. But when I looked up this piece in the Netzai Tzayar, so out of the corner of my eye, I realized we missed a small comment in the Netzai Tzayar on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph. I think it's worth revisiting. So the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph told the story. The Gemara said, when Tunis Rufus HaRasha, he plowed through the Heichel, Nigzer Gzera al Rabbi Gamliel Lahariga. So the Romans decreed that Rabbi Gamliel, he was the Nazi, he's going to be killed. Ba'adon Echad, so when Adon came, a Roman officer, Va'amah Bebeis HaMedrash, he came into the Beis HaMedrash, Va'amah, and he said, Bal HaChoyte Mispakish, Bal HaChoyte Mispakish, which literally means they're looking for the person with the pronounced nose. Shamar Rabbi Gamliel heard, and he understood that it meant that they're hunting him. Azal, he went, Toshimi now, he hid from them. Azal Gabe Betzino. So he went, this Adon did, he knew Rabbi Gamliel was hiding, and he told him, he says, I want to make a deal with you. He says, the Romans want to kill you, but I have a way for you to be spared. But this is what I need you to promise me. If you guarantee me a portion of the world to come, I'm going to save your life. Rabbi Gamliel said, deal. He said, I want you to swear. He sweared, Ishtabale. The Gemara says, he went to the roof, he jumped, miss, and he died. How did that save Rabbi Gamliel's life? Because the Gemiri, there was a tradition that the way the Romans operated was, if they would enforce a gzera, and then somebody would die, that they would take as a bad omen, they would take that as a sign that maybe it's not such a good idea for them to go further with this, and they would revoke it. And this is what happened. But this Gemara is a pella, right? There's a riddle over here. Because the Gemara says they came in, and they're looking for the Bal HaChaitin, and Rabbi Gamliel somehow knew that that meant that they're after him. And Rashi addresses it, and the Marshan Chedushi HaGadus address it, and really it's Sarachin Gadol. Says Rabbi Ruvin Margolis, he says, I know Pshat. I'm going to tell you a Dover Emes Lamitai. He says, the word chaitim in Latin is nasus. Nasus is the Latin word for nose. That's what it means. So this person came in, they were Romans, they're talking Latin, and he said, they're looking for the man with the nasus. Rabbi Gamliel understood he was the Nasi. And this was a clue, it was a code that they were looking for him.
Oz Al Tosha, he went ahead and he hit, and that's how they knew it was him. So what does the Balachaitim have to do with Rabbi Gamliel? Says Pashit, they weren't talking Balachaitim. He walked in, he says, Mezich Tanasus, oh, Tanasus. He understood exactly what was going on. This was the code, this was classic. But either way, Zakti Gemara Veitner, we digress. So the Miuchasis, the girls that had grace of Yichus, they would say, what did the girls that were Yefefis, what would they say? They would say, focus on Yoifi. The girls that had Yichus, what would they say? Focus on Mishpacha. He said, because what's the purpose of children? It's of a wife, it's to have children. What did they say? They would say, just take L'shem Shemayim, then they would throw in Ubilvach Shnetatrunu Bezuhuvim. But please give us a lot of jewelry, and at the end of the day, give us a lot of Zahav. This is really the Gemara's again. The Mishnah is short, and the Gemara is even shorter in terms of the story, a little bit of insight into what's going on. But just one interesting Maramakim, and that is in Eicha, we say, in the beginning of Eicha, we say, Darkei Tzion Aveilois. The roads of Tzion, this is Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, right in the beginning of Eicha. The roads of Tzion are Aveilos. There was a time that Yidden would travel on these roads to be Oile Regel, but now Darkei Tzion are Aveilos. Kol She'oreo Shoimeimen, the gates are empty. Once upon a time, the Shari Yushalayim, there were Yidden coming and going, bringing karbonis with animals, and says Gilein Agarida, and now all of a sudden it's Shoimeimen, there's no one there. Koyaneo Nenochim, the Koyhanim are depressed. They're very, very sad. Why they sad? Because they used to do the Avoida, Shechita, Kabbalah, Ilach, Zrika, Akhtar. Now they have no Avoidas to do. But the Besulois, they're also very, very sad. What does Nugois mean? Rashi says, Lashon Yogoin. They're sad. Vihi Marla. It's very, very bitter. Says the Targum Yoinus of Menazil. Why would the Besulois say Nugois? So he says, quote, Besultoha Safton, al di Paskula Mepak, Bechamsha Aser Yoimin Ba'av, Ubi Yoima de Kipuraya. The reason the Besulois was sad, how did the Churban affect the Besulois? They would go out 2 days a year, on Chamisha Aser Ba'av and on Yom Kippur. Di Ba'asri Yoimin Betishri, Lechinga Bechinigun, and there would be a simcha, and they would do shidduchim, and it was this incredible scene, and it was very, very practical, and it was very helpful. But now that they didn't have the ability to celebrate Chamisha Asu Ba'am, and they didn't have the ability to celebrate Yom Kippur anymore, it was Besulei Se'on Nugois Vehim Marla. That's the taich in this pasuk, right here in the beginning of Eicha. On that note, Zokti Gemara, Amar Ula Bira, Amar Rabbalazar. So we mentioned that the Bnei Yerushalayim, they would go outside and they would make a machul and they would make chayles bikramim. So on that note, says the Gemara, there's going to be a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a machul atzadikim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be sitting in between them. So the tzaddikim are going to be around in a circle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle of the circle. And every single person is going to point with his finger. Shenemer, how do you know this? Because the pasuk says, "Va'omer b'yoymahu hine elikenu ze kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu ze Hashem kivinu loy nagila v'nismecha bishuasai." So every yid is going to point with his finger. And he's going to say, "Va'omer b'yoymahu." On that day, we're going to say, "Hine elikenu ze kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu." We've been waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved us. Kivinu ze Hashem kivinu loy nagila v'nismecha bishuasai. Now, where do you see kol echad ve'echad marabetz boy? Because it says ze, right? Ze always means you're pointing. So va'omer b'yoymahu hine elikenu ze, with the finger. Kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu. Ze Hashem kivinu loy nagila v'nismecha bishuasai. So just to end with one short hergish, and that is to be mesayim de mesechta me'ein de psicha, to end the way we began. We began the mesechta with a vart from Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher was a Talmud of Reb Kiva Eger. He was also known as the Tzadik from Graiditz. He was a tremendous Baal Moifis, and he was a person that people sent letters to from all over the world for tefillas and for skulas, and he made Moifisim mamish like the world had never seen. And we said over a vart from the Chedushe Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher right in the beginning of Masechtas Tainis, the first Rashi, Me'emasai Maskirin Gvurois Geshamim. So Rashi says, Ube Gemara Mefarish Taima Mai Korilei Gvurois Geshamim. Why is it called Gvurois Geshamim? And the reason is Mepnei Sheyardim Begvura, because rain comes down Begvura, Shenemar Oise Gedoilois Vegoimer. And Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher said that the truth is that if you think of the Derech of Rashi, usually, if there's a short explanation that maybe Rashi could add in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to talk about, so maybe Rashi will say. But usually, if it's something that's a little bit longer, Rashi just says, Mefarish B'Gemara. Throughout Shas, Rashi always says, Masechtas Tainis also, Mefarish B'Gemara. So Rashi always says, Mefarish B'Gemara. So L'chura, the Derech of Rashi, he should have just said, Mefarish B'Gemara. So what did Rashi say? He quotes, Oisig Adoyvois V'Gemara. He quotes the Pasuk. But the problem is that it's not the Makar. Really, there were four psukim. There was a whole combination of psukim that we mentioned. It says Cheker. So he asked, why did Rashi say the words Oisei Gedoilos V'Goymer? So Eliyahu Gutmacher said, Odover Nifla, and he says it's something that only a maven, someone that could appreciate Midas HaChacham, will be able to properly dehear when I'm about to tell you. He says, Rashi was sitting down to write a Pirush HaMasechtas Tainis. Now, every Masechta that Rashi wrote on and he embarked upon was a very, very big deal. But he says, Tainis was uniquely challenging. And the reason is because Tainis is Ruba de Ruba Agadata. And because it's Ruba de Ruba de Agadata, so therefore there's so many soides and there's so many things that are very, really hard to understand. And as a result, Rashi felt that he needed a special Siyata Deshmaya when he wrote his Pirush HaMasechtas Tainis. No, if you want Siyata Deshmaya, what do? You daven. So Rashi wanted to say a tefillah. But Rashi knew there's a secret. There's a secret that if a person's able to incorporate a tefillah in his learning, that type of tefillah has a very, very special koyach. So Rashi took the words of Oisei Gedoilos for Goymer, and he put it into that first Rashi, because Rashi is giving a krechts, it's a tefillah, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking you to be Oisei Gedoilos, I want you to give me the ability to tap into your gedula and to your neflois, to be able to give and explain, Abi Mefarish, some of the soidos that are going to be tucked away in all this Agadah to Gemara that we're about to learn in Masechtas Tainis. So he said, Oisei Gedoilos V'Goymer is Rashi's tefillah. He said, it's a short tefillah. It's a tefillah katzara. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kelna Aguga, and he said, Ana Kelna Rafanala. So he said a very, very short tefillah. So there's something called a short tefillah, and this is Rashi's tefillah that he said in the beginning. And then he said that it could be that the punchline of Rashi's tefillah was the V'goymer. And really what Rashi was saying was, L'keil goymer elai, give me the siyata d'shmaya to be able to finish the Masechta. If you look at the last Rashi in Masechtas Tainis, last Rashi, Dibur HaMaskel, Marabetz Boy, Zok Tehilger Rashi, V'oymer, Zeh Hashem kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu, Zeh Hashem kivinu loy, Nogila v'nismacha b'yeshuasai. I think it's a pillow. Because if you look at the last Gemara, what's the last Gemara? Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis mocha l'tzadikim v'hu yoshne b'neim b'gan Eden. V'chalecha v'echad ma'aribetz boy. All the tzadikim are going to be in the circle. They're going to be pointing at the Shechina. What are they going to say? V'omer b'yoy mahu. Hine alikeinu zeh. Kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy. Nogila v'nismacha b'yeshuasai. Kumtz again, Rashi. And Rashi is being mefarish the Gemara. What's Rashi being mefarish? So we understand what he's being mefarish. Dibra maskul maribetz boy. Marabet's boy. Rashi wants to say, where do you see Marabet's boy in the Pasuk? So he explains it the way we explained it. So I was just quoting Rashi. Marabet's boy means zeh. That's the Marabet's boy. That they're going to point with their finger. But Rashi repeated the whole last line of the Gemara. V'oimer zeh Hashem kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy nogila v'nismacha b'yishuasi. Shouldn't the Rashi said v'goimer? Where Rashi said the Vagoyma and Daf Beis, this is a place for a Vagoyma. The point is that. That's what Rashi should be Mefarish. No, Yesh Loyma, Rashi's coming full circle. Rashi started the Masechta like Reb Eliyahu Gutmacher said, but that tefillah. What was the tefillah? Oise Gedoilis Vagoyma. That I should have the Siyata, the Shmaya, I should be Zoicha, to Vagoyma, to be able to make a Hadron Aloch, Beshloisha Prokim, Veslikal, and Masechta Steinis. That was Rashi's tefillah. So, Rashi, he ends with Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy nagila v'nismacha b'yishuasai. A shvach v'hoida. That tefillah of Oisei Gedoilos V'Goymer was answered. Rashi started with a tefillah. Rashi ends with hoida. Rashi starts with a tefillah Oisei Gedoilos V'Goymer. And the ikar is the V'Goymer. Here Rashi left out the V'Goymer. Because fakir, the ikar is the tefillah. That's what he wanted to say. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy v'yoshiyenu. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy nagila v'nismacha b'yishuasai. And on that note, Hadron Allah, B'shloisha Prakim, Slikalam Mesachtes Tainus.